You've all heard, I think, the saying, and if not, welcome to it. It's something I believe attributed to the Buddhist teachings, might be something that Buddha said. It would make sense to me that it would come from someone like that. Along the lines of this idea, if a branch falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? You've heard of that before, right? It's a bit of a mind twister. But what it is a teaching tool, because it points to an incredibly important idea that until it's grasped, actually, nothing can change in the aspirant's life, west or east. Because what it's alluding to is the idea that there is no experience, which means there is no self, without relationship, that our life is an experience of a sort of mutual dependency, where the observer and the observed do not exist apart from one another, but where in our life we're sure that they do, which is the source of all of our suffering, that the created and the creator are somehow distanced from each other when they are not. So I want to give you a rereading of that idea. If the dawn breaks on the world and there's no one there to see that light or what's illuminated by it, does that light reveal anything at all? If the dawn breaks on the world and there's no one there to see that light or what's illuminated by it, does that light reveal anything at all? The answer is no, it doesn't. And this points to so many things, some of it right out of the Bible. The light is the body of the eye. But to the point of what we want to look at this morning, please, nice deep breath, because I want you to see it if you can do it. Every gift of life, and I mean every gift of life, begins with being given the gift of seeing. Every gift of life begins with the gift of seeing. Just think for a moment, please. What are those moments that are the greatest gifts, the only gifts? I look out and I see a ray of sun pierce a cloud. I'm given more in that moment than a poet will write for a million years. I see somebody make an act of sacrifice, actually give up suffering so that they don't make someone else suffer, as rare as that may be. In that moment, I am given a gift far beyond anything that words will ever describe. Because in the moment of seeing what I do, I am introduced to the being that's responsible and interrelated with the whole of that unfolding moment. Everything begins with seeing. No seeing, no gifts. And real gifts are instantaneously satisfying. They complete the individual on the spot. Not one more thing is needed. Not one. Whereas us, everything needs more. Got to go on. Got to have this. Got to get more of that. Got to control this. The gift of seeing that you're afraid is the beginning of the end of being burdened by the idea that there's someone there who's missing something. But you have to receive the gift, and it begins with being able to see everything as it is in the moment. We do not see things the way they are in the moment. We see things the way we don't want them to be or that we wish they were. So I'm going to say it again. All the gifts of life begin with being given the gift of seeing. One more time. Being given the gift of seeing. Not my seeing. I didn't give myself the ability to see. I didn't give myself anything to see. But between the gift of seeing and all there is that that light reveals, exists a completely different order of being. One that you're going to have to realize, awaken to, if you want to stop being sullen and suffering over what is essentially nothing other than the way you presently see things.